This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, January 14. Just one thing. Our passage comes from Mark chapter 5. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders, named Jairus, came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion, with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Jesus has controlled the storm, overpowered evil spirits, and healed a woman whose life was draining out of her. Now, there is a greater test of Jesus' power, because Jairus has learned that his daughter, who was sick, has actually died. But in the face of death, Jesus says, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." Through gales and storms, dangers and demons, disease and now death, Jesus invites us to have faith in him. Going into Jairus' home, where the child was, Jesus says, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." His authority, tough on wild seas and raging demons, is also as tender as a shepherd's hand lifting a little lamb. The girl gets right up, and Jesus tells her parents to give her something to eat. Jesus is inviting us to trust in him. This doesn't mean we have a fully formed faith or even a fully informed faith. He's simply calling for an initial trust, a beginning of faith. After all, as far as the story goes, we're only in Mark 5, and Jesus hasn't yet died and risen from the grave to pay for our sins and give us new life. At this point, he says, "Just believe." Let's start with that, and then keep on trusting. Let's go with what Jesus is showing and telling us about him, and see where it leads. As Mark is sharing the story of Jesus, he's building his case. Who can deny that Jesus is Lord? Pray with me. Jesus, help me with this one thing, to keep believing in your power over all things. Open my heart to know that even when things seem hopeless, you have the power to restore and make new. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.